Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Bava Metzia, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Seicheris Hapay Alim. This Balabas rented workers by the day. Normally when you say payalim, it's schir yom. That's the chilek between a payal and a uman. A uman usually is a craftsman. Let's say I give a chair to someone here, fix me the chair, I give him wood, build a chair, I give him wool, color the wool, pay him by the job. A payal is a worker, I'm hiring a worker. Now, they sit down to negotiate the price. You want me to work for you? How much are you going to give me? Now, this worker knows that the going price is, ich weiß, I don't know, 10 dinar a day. For whatever reason, he gave them more than that. He gave them 12 dinar a day. So the workers say, oh, he's giving us more than the going price. Oh, such a nice person. But then we find that he's not mamish so nice. Because v'yarma lehem, he says to them, the balabayis says to the workers, listen, I'm not giving you two extra dinar for nothing, but lahashkim, you have to come before the regular time that workers usually show up, ulahariv, and you have to stay longer. What did you think? I'm giving you more money for nothing? Zakta Mishnah. Makam shenahagu shaloi lahashkim u shaloi lahariv? If the minig in this place is workers don't show up before a certain time or don't stay after a certain time, ain't it a shoy lechufani? Can't force them. If they didn't make up how many hours they have to put in, so it goes after the minig hamakim. So if the minig hamakim is you show up at 7 o'clock, he can't say, well, you should have understood on your own. I meant 6 o'clock. And I meant for you to stay an hour later because I gave you extra money. He never told them that that's the reason he's giving them extra money. Why, Taka, did he give them extra money? He wanted them to do an extra better job. Now, this is dafka, there's a minig ha'ir. If there is no minig ha'ir, so midin toira, they would have to come out to their malacha with the netzachama to do their malacha until the tzeis ha'kechavim, after tzeis ha'kechavim to return to their homes. That's based on a pasuk in Tehillim. It's in Barchi Navshi that many people say on Rosh Chodesh, Kapitel Kov Dalid, Tizrach Hashemesh Yosefun, Ve'el Mo'inosam Yerbatsam, Yetzi Odom Lefa'oloi Uli Avdosei Adi Orev. Vaitre Zokta Mishnah, Mokem Eplashen Ahaga, where the custom is Lozun, that the Balabais provides food. Yozun, that the Balabais has to give them this food. Even though he never said so befeirish, and don't worry, breakfast and lunch is on me. In a place where the mission is Lesapek Bimsika, that it's enough to give Mesika. Literally, Mesika means something sweet, but there are two Pirushim. Some say it means he gives them a Suda of bread and also something with the bread. But some say the Me'iri learns that way. The meaning Mesika means no. Meaning Mesika means dates or figs, dried figs. According to the first Pshat, it actually means that he has to give them more than stam, you know, just to be yaitz. You can't just give them a snack. You have to give them bread with something to eat with the bread. According to the second pshat, the Mishnah is being lenient on the balabas, saying, no, it's enough just to give them some fruit or something, if that's the minik. So again, if the minik is lasapek, the mesika with something sweet, so yisapek, that's what he should provide for them. And that would be enough. Hakol keminik hamedina. This comes to be mar, but this comes to include that let's say the minik is that the balabas feeds his workers in his house before they go out to work. And now the balabas says, no, I don't want to waste time. You go out to work, I'll bring it to you. The workers can say, no. The minig is, we sit in your house, we eat breakfast like a mensch, then we go out to work. And if breakfast isn't ready, that's the balabas's problem. They're willing to wait. Now the Gemara says, Chasuri Mechasra, that there's something missing over here in the Mishnah. And over here the Mishnah is telling us as follows. If the minig is that the balabas hired workers, and he told him, you know what, I'm going to give you food. So we say, Vadi is Kavana wants to give them extra food. Because if he meant the regular food that Abalabas gives his workers, why do you have to say it? And to that, the Mishnah brings the following riot. Maisa, there was a story about Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya, Sha'amal ibn Noy, said to his son, say, Sechar lanu payalim. Go and hire workers for us. Sent his son to hire workers. Halach, he went. Upasak, and he made up with them when he hired them. Don't worry, we'll provide food. Telling you very clearly, we're going to give you food. And the minhag hamakim was that you have to provide food anyway. So Kishaba, when the son returned Eitzel to his father, to Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya Aviv, his father, and he told him what happened, Omaloi, so Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Beni, my son, Afilu imata oisalahem. Even if you're going to provide for them, if you're going to prepare them a big suda, kisudas shloime b'shatay, like the suda of Shloime in his time. That meant when Shloime was king, he used to make very big sudas. Mishno leyitzasi yedei chavas chayman. That doesn't mean that you were yaitza your chayv, that you fulfilled your obligation. Shehein b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. And by Avram Avinu we find that he made a greater suda, even more so than Shloime. When the three archim came, he gave them three separate parim. Now really, Shloime's suda was huge, but it wasn't so much per person. So you can't just say, I'll give you. Give you what? How much? Ela rather, actually, yeschilu, before they start b'malacha in their work, because until now, it was just words. The payalim weren't zaychi yet in the hischaivis. The balabas could still change his mind. Once they start, you can't change your mind. Whatever deal was made at the time of hiring has to stay. So quickly, before they start working, say go out to Marlahem and tell them that you're mevatel this tanai. Say, I'm hiring you al menas, on the condition she'ein lechem, that you have no demand, a lie, on us, in other words, me and my father. Some question the word a lie, l'chor, it's only his father. But either way, you can't demand from us el pas v'kitnes bilvad, only pas and kitnes. Kitnes are like things like rice is kitni, as we know that from Pesach, those kinds of bean kind of foods. Reb Shimon Gamliel argues on the Tanakama. And he says, in a place where the minhag hamakim was to give food for the workers, even if the balabas made a tanai and said, I'm going to give you food, that doesn't mean he has to give them more than the minhag hamedina is. It wasn't necessary for Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya Loimer to say to these workers that he takes it back. Rather, hakol k'minhag hamedina. Everything goes according to the minhag hamedina, according to the custom of the place. And whatever you usually have to give, that's what he has to give. And the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Now, what's the stress over your hakol k'minhag hamedina? So the Gemara says an interesting thing. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is teaching us, let's say the workers come back and they say, well, we checked out how much people pay their workers. Some pay 8, some pay 4, some pay 5. So we want the 8. And the balabas will say, no, I meant the 4. You said some get 4. The answer is we make an average and we give them the average. We give them the middle. In other words, hakol k'minhag hamedina, according to this means, we take all the minhagim together and we make an average. Akoponim, that's the way the Rambam learns. So basically, we learned in this Mishnah as follows. If you hire workers, you can't change from the minhag hamedina unless you made a tanai beferish. Can't tell them to come earlier and to leave later, even if you added more money than the regular. If you didn't say beferish, the reason I'm adding more money is for you to come early and leave late, then you can't demand it of them. If the minhag hamakim is you have to provide them with food, then you provide them with food. Whatever the minhag is, you give them, whether it's a full suda, whether it's bread, and something with the bread, or maybe it's just some dates, whatever the minhag is. Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya held that if the minhag hamakim is to provide food, and you tell them, and I'm going to give you food, that means you have to give them more. Because why would you say it? They know they're getting it. And then the Mishnah told us a story, Taka, that he told his son to go out and hire workers, and he told him, and I'll give you food. And he said, even if you give them like the suda of Shloime HaMelech, or like what Avram Avinu did, it's not enough. They're B'nai Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Please go out and tell them, only pas and kitnes. But Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds it wasn't necessary. If the minhag hamedina is a certain amount of food, even if you added, and I'm going to give you food, it still goes according to the minhag hamedina. By the way, do you know what the Suda of Shloime consisted of? This is what the Gemara tells us, quoting the Pasuk, Vayhi lechem Shloime liyom echad, for one day, Shloishim kar seiles, 30 kar of flour. Remember how much a kar is? It's a lot. It's basically the largest measurement. There were 30 kar of seiles, 30 kar of kemach, 10 strong cattle, 10 smaller animals, 100 sheep, besides for a ram and a deer, and different types of birds, like different types of chicken and so on. And some hold that these were only for the chalois that were made to cover the pots, to take in the aroma or whatever's coming out of the tafshel. And some say it was all just for a certain dish. And Rabbi Yitzchak says, Shloime Melech had 1,000 wives. And each one in her house had such a suda. Because maybe Shloime is going to come eat the suda there. So if you want to know how much the suda of Shloime is, I don't think that you've ever seen it.